And it is time for the business news. Ko Taku Hoa e Nainei, called Giles Beckford, who joins us live from our Wellington studio. Okay, Giles, the latest business confidence survey. Well, dire, abominable, not pleasant reading. What other words should we use?
It's a stinker, and some observers are suggesting that it's a clear indication that the economy is probably headed for recession. Just to give you the headline numbers, a net 63% pessimism level about feelings for the general economy. That takes away the pessimists from the optimists. And firms, when asked about their own outlook, they become more gloomy there, with a net 9% thinking that they're going to be worse off over the coming year. And virtually none of the sub-indicators there were pleasant reading. Cost expectations up, price expectations up, investment expectations down, profit expectations hitting 10-15 year lows. The one relative bright spot, and it is the most dim of bright spots, is employment intentions, which were still positive. So firms said that their biggest constraint is essentially finding skilled labour. But the suggestion is that with so many disruptions on the supply side of the economy, the Reserve Bank nonetheless will press on with raising interest rates. Inflation is the number one economic enemy, and the Reserve Bank is charged with getting it back under control between 1 and 3%. That means more hefty rate rises, and with that will come inevitably a rise in unemployment one way or another. Households will pull in their spending, and that will start to cool the demand that there is on the economy, and hence inflation. That's the theory, at least. But you have to say this is one of the worst surveys we've seen in quite a while. It's as bad as it was at the start of the pandemic, but leaving that to one side, because that was just a knee-jerk shock reaction, this is as bad as it's been since the global financial crisis. So that's 12, 13 years ago. And you have to say that in the near term, at least, there's no prospect that it will improve.
And Giles, RBNZ top economist saying the tide is turning against housing in New Zealand. Is that, that's just confirming, well, the trend we were already seeing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the first public outing of the recently appointed chief economist, Paul Conway, and he's just laying out generally what we've seen, what we know. He states all the standard reasons why the housing market got out of control: lack of supply, poor building, over demand. Tax rules which favour housing investment, planning laws which slow housing developments, low interest rates. Now, I found it interesting, I've just been over the speech again, and he talks generally about how monetary policy, setting interest rates, the cash rate, can influence the housing market. But he didn't make any direct reference to, in fact, the Reserve Bank's own role, some would say quite direct role. When COVID hit, it slashed the cash rate to a rock bottom figure of 0.25%. It loosened the controls on banks for lending on houses. It provided them cheap cash in order to support businesses in households one way or another. And a lot of that went into the housing market. Now, Paul Conway didn't make too much mention of that, talking more broadly, more generally. But what he's saying is, the tide has turned. We've had a mentality in this country that housing was a one-way street to build prosperity. He says that's changing for this generation, at least. He wonders perhaps how permanent that might become, but suggests it will take quite some time. The Reserve Bank's last forecast, given back in May, was that house prices will fall 15% from their peak, which is judged to be about the middle of last year, through to the end of the current cycle, probably the end of next year. We're about halfway there at the moment with the way prices have come back. And just note that we'll have three or four reports over the next week from various bodies about the state of the housing market. Once again, probably not likely to be too much of happy reading there.
Right, chuck your runners on and let's blitz the markets, Giles.
Top 50 index for the share market, down 90 points. That's about just over 3/4 of a percent back underneath 10,900. On the currency side, New Zealand dollar 62.2 US cents, 90.2 Australian, and just for a change, it's about 0.59 euro cents, knowing that a lot of people, of course, are flying into Europe starting the summer holidays.
Kia ora, e ho. Thanks, Giles. That is Giles Beckford, live from Wellington with the business news.